Drop it.
Hey, bitches.
Hi, hunties.
Y'all ready for a kiki?
Shut the fuck up. I'm working in here.
All right.
This is a journey led by two super homos.
Adventuring through the dark, scary world of straightness.
Will we actually learn something?
Or just get gayer?
We are the Tri-Gays.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, bitches.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Mono.
And we are gay.
We had so much fun recording the Tri-Gays that we have some bonus content for you.
Yum, yum. Bonus content. Enjoy this Tri-Gays Tuesday treat. You hungry?
Your country breakfast is ready.
No.
Oh, okay.
Insightful.
Meaningful.
Investigative.
Documentarian.
Learning a lot.
Brain things.
Smart.
Information.
Highway.
Internet.
Dial-up.
Modems.
Straight.
For pay.
Hi! There's no other way we could have introduced that. There's just simply no other way that would have made any sense.
That was art right there.
That was art. That was art some right art there. Shit. Yeah.
That was some art pop.
Okay, hear that, Lady Goo Goo?
Art pop! Art pop!
You know, I live for Goo Goo. You don't live for Goo Goo.
Nah.
So this segment is a little deep dive into our lives.
Yes.
What would happen in our lives if we were straight?
Right.
And would we turn straight for pay?
Ooh, because we all know the gay for pay term, right?
Sure.
If someone who's never heard of that term, Mono, how would you describe what is gay for pay?
Oh, boy. Gay for pay is a phenomenon in the pornographic films.
Not phenomenon.
Something like a phenomenon.
Shut up.
It is a phenomenon in heterosexual erotic film. I'm sorry, homosexual erotic film.
I'm just confused.
Sorry. Where traditionally men are so disgusted by homosexual acts that they are bribed into partaking in these acts through money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ooh, that's nasty. And literally, like, someone off camera was like, how about $1,000? And
right.
Like, okay, I'll let this homo suck me off for that.
Right. It is heterosexual male partaking in homosexual acts.
Yes.
Sexual. For money.
The only possible motivator.
Right. The only possible motivator is money because, you know, the fantasy is not every gay porn you see is starring or featuring gay men.
Yes, that is might surprise some people, but yes, there are many.
There are many people
who participate in the form of gay porn who have wives and identify as straight.
That's right. But you know what? Let's flip the script a little bit here.
Okay.
And let's turn the mirror to ourselves.
Ooh.
What would take for you to be a heterosexual, to live your life for a full year as a heterosexual?
We'll start with like a money amount.
Money amount.
And like realistic money amount. You can't just be like, ooh, kachillion. Like, it's like, pick a real number.
No, I'm taking this very seriously. I don't know about your little jokes. Little jokes and childhood games.
I know for you, drag is a joke, but I take what I love very seriously. It's not a joke for me. So I would honestly be straight for a year. Now, does this mean, like, marriage? Does this mean marriage?
It would mean rebuking homosexuality.
And does it mean,
I'm not gay no more. I'm delivered.
Is it like then, like, being straight, marrying a woman and having a kid? Do you know what I mean? Like, to me, those are like,
well,
straight
pillars. I want you to paint me a picture on how you would spend your year as a straight man.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, those steps would require more money. Okay.
Okay, you paint me the lifestyle that you think you would become straight, and I'll tell you how much that's worth.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Okay, I become straight.
Starting tomorrow.
I wouldn't have to change much of my clothes because I already dress like pretty bland.
I don't know. That National Geographic sweatshirt is a little queer.
It's a little queer?
It's a little queer.
But I'm generally known as a fashion coward. Ooh. I don't take any risks. So my wardrobe wouldn't have to change that much. But I am very queer. I sound queer on the phone. Every person I've ever talked to on the phone calls me ma'am.
No. So, is that true?
Yeah, a lot.
Funny.
Funny. Okay.
Okay, right off the bat, you would have to change your outfit.
Yes.
You would have to buy looser pants.
Oh, that is good.
Because the bottoms are a little tight, girl.
They're a little tight.
I could see the derriere.
Yes, you can see the Darien Darien twigs. What?
I don't know what the fuck you're saying. But you're selling your goods and assets, literally.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
So
that's very gay about
me.
You
would need to hide that. You would need to hide your backside.
Okay, so I'm going to be straight. I'm going to start watching football religiously.
Okay.
I'm going to get really into it the way I do a Drag Race.
Who's your team?
Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs.
Problematic.
Oh, no. Well, I'm straight now, so I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the woke mind virus. So I'm getting really into football, okay? Mm-hmm. I do darts at the bars. I go to dart night at the bars.
Yikes.
Okay. I have a friend named Gruster who says awful things about women, and I laugh at it.
Gruster.
Okay. I start dating a woman who I enjoy.
Okay, well, then that would mean that you would have to divorce Gene,
yes. Gene, who's that? Who's that? Who that?
Wait, just a complete, just ignoring
new
your
partner.
Husband's existence?
New partner, who
did? Okay.
Okay. So, I'm trying to be straight. So, I'm dating her, and we really enjoy each other.
What kind of girl are you dating? What's she like?
Quiet. She's quiet, and she loves my opinions. She doesn't challenge me. And I love that about her.
Oh, my God.
She's... She begs me to move in with her, and I do it against my will. We don't go out much. We don't go out much.
Okay.
I like the. She makes me burgers, and I like that. And I like that. No cheese. No cheese. Well done. No cheese. No condiments. And we're getting really serious, and she's asking me to propose to her.
Mm.
So to me, that's a year.
Yeah.
That's a year. She's asking me to propose
What
to
do you
her.
Do for money?
Coal. Coal. I do coal.
You're a coal miner?
Yes. I'm in coal mining. I'm in coal mining.
You're... Okay.
So how much?
Okay, category is heterosexuality from 1860.
So how much do I get for that?
Okay.
For that year.
For that year, I will give you a monthly allowance of, that's pretty good. You're a good straight boy. I'll give you $25,000.
A month?
A month.
Okay,
would
wow.
You do it? But you have to adhere to
so
all
wait,
of this.
So wait, what's 25 times 12?
I don't fucking know.
It's a lot. It's about, it's over $400,000. Am I right? No. Uh-oh. It's over $400,000.
Sure.
Yes. Is it... $400,000 exactly? Okay.
It's $300,000 a year.
Oh, fuck. Oops.
That's $100,000 extra.
Why I podcast. Yeah, I'd do it. I'd do it.
You do it.
Ugh,
you would have to. You would. Part of
no.
that. Part of that would be to have sex
no,
with
I want
your girlfriend.
No, it's not worth $300,000.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's not worth $300,000. No.
$300,000.
It's not worth $300,000. That to tear my life apart.
I was being very reasonable.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it for $300,000. So I would not be straight for pay. After taxes? After taxes?
Right.
Daniel? Okay. Now you, give me yours.
Okay.
Give me yours and I'll tell you how much it's worth.
If I were straight tomorrow.
For a year. You're
for
straight
a year,
for pay year.
I would change my entire vibe. My entire outfit would change. I would start wearing clothes with no graphics. Polos. I would wear polos. Ties. I would start wearing ties. I would wear khakis, probably like chucks because I'm cool.
Uh-huh. Chucks, okay.
Because I got some personality.
No, I think you... Oh, I thought you wear like boat shoes.
Ooh, I'm not white. I would change my hair into something that's more invisible.
Uh-huh.
My glasses would be like...
You mean like you just blend into the background, not
yeah,
you
like,
go bald.
Like not a statement. Maybe, yeah. You know what? I would cut my hair to appear balding.
Wow. That's, oh wow, that's
And
good.
I would have my glass, I would wear like just like anything from Lens Crafters.
Okay.
As eyewear. I would not paint my nails. Uh-huh. I would go to the gym regularly to have conversations with other men. And we would make small talk about the weather, about cooking, our meal prep things that we do.
Because you meal prep now.
I meal prep now,
What's your favorite meal for meal prep?
Broccoli. I've also gotten, like, I become broccoli. Vegetarian.
Okay.
Which is, like, not typically what a straight man would do.
Sure.
But, like, that's what
that's the kind of straight man
is.
You
yes,
are.
On my own terms.
Okay.
So I become a vegan. Okay. Vegan. I start dating a girl, but I'm into cucking.
What the fuck?
So I'll have other men fuck my girlfriend.
So you're not going to be having sex with her?
I will be watching my girlfriend have sex with other men.
And getting gratification from it.
And well, no. No.
Excuse me?
Because she wears the pants in the relationship.
Okay.
She will tell me what to do. I will not have a mind of my own. She's bossy.
So you're a simp.
Simp. Yes, that's the term. Yes.
You're a straight simp.
I become a full-on simp. I'll work in technology. Silicon Valley.
Okay, okay.
I'll become a computer programmer. Is that a job?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do that and
programming computers.
Yes, I'll get into golf. That'll be my sport. I'll get really into golf.
Uh-huh.
It becomes a lifestyle for me, and it's a fun way to get away from my very domineering girlfriend / wife. I'll get married to her immediately.
Uh-huh.
Maybe have 3 dates and then fully have a marriage ceremony on her terms. I will not say anything. I won't decide a single thing because she will boss me around. She'll get pregnant within a month. So we'll have children.
Oh, you've already impregnated.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Might not be my child, though, because as I said, I'm a cuck. So it could be someone else's kid, and I'll be fine with it.
And she tells you, yeah, it's not your kid. You could never fuck me, you little simp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you love it.
And I'll be okay with that. Yeah, absolutely. I'll be like, okay, I can't wait for my next golf game. Yeah, I will have a child by the end of the year.
Yes.
And
what's the name of your child?
I won't name it.
Okay.
I won't name it. My wife will.
Your wife will.
Yes.
How do you connect with your little straight, your child?
I won't.
You won't?
No, I won't. I will mumble things that the child kind of won't understand.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to give it a and I will refer to the child as an it because I don't want to get too close. Because part of being straight is emotional detachment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll mumble some things and I'll say the things that my wife wants me to say to the child. But in terms of like giving it love or creating it or making it into a person, I won't be a part of that.
Wow.
How much will you pay me? That's a lot. I think I'm being a very good heterosexual.
You think you're going generous? I mean,
I think I'm doing a very good job being straight.
You're doing a lot of work, but you're also detaching yourself from it.
Is that not straight? I'm sorry, is that not what being straight is?
So you're having a child.
Sure.
So
that is literally the straightest thing I could do.
Sure,
is procreate.
But this child,
question mark.
Are you going to take care of the child after the year?
Of course. Then I'll love it. Then I'll be like, when I'm gay, I'll be like, yes, you will live vibrantly. I'm going to let you live your own life. I'll turn back.
Okay. Let me do some contabulations.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
I hear you clicking on that abacus.
X squared over A plus B squared.
Okay. Pythagorean theorem. Work.
Divided by the cosine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have a number. But not for you.
Uh-huh.
$25K a month. That's $300,000.
You're stupid.
If my quick math
I'm a better straight than you are.
You are not better.
Yes.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I don't think you did better.
I had a child.
I don't care.
That's the
straightest
thing.
It wasn't even your child.
It could have been.
You didn't even want to name it. You're so detached, dude.
So what? That's what being straight is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm willing to offer.
That you're not being generous
I'm
at
ready,
all.
I'm willing to hear a counter offer, just like in the Shark Tank.
$60K.
A month?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
At least.
No, you don't deserve it.
Why not? What am I not doing?
You aren't even participating in romantical sex with your partner.
I am. That is romantic.
No, you're shutting down for a year. You're cucking yourself out. You're shutting down for a year. You're not engaging in the process.
You're asking me, a gay man, to be straight for a year. Of course I'm going to shut down. Of course I'm going to allow that year to dictate, you know, everything.
Sure, and that's the amount of effort I think you're putting into it.
I'm not saying that I'm going to have fun in that year. It's going to be torture.
Sure.
You know I have opinions about everything.
Yeah.
You know how hard that would be for me.
Even things that no one has opinions about. Things that no one should have opinions about. Things that no one asked you to have opinions about.
That National Geographic hoodie. I have opinions about that.
Do you live?
I like it.
Okay, this is what I'm offering.
I'm not going to take it.
Wow.
I don't want to be, I will not be straight for pay.
I don't think we're straight for pay.
And you could, honestly, you can offer me $1 trillion. I won't take it.
No, I think there's a number for me. For a year,
oof,
honestly, what I would do
traitor.
For my year, I would do it for,
Benedict
and I'm not even
Arnold.
Joking. I would.
Carpetbagger.
Traitor.
That's literally the first thing I said.
Carpetbagger.
That's the third thing I said. Now, what was the second thing I said?
Scoundrel?
Benedict Arnold, bitch.
And I'm not even joking. I would do it for $9 million for the year.
But then you would have to live with yourself for a year.
Yes, but
living
I
a
need
lie.
Enough money. First of all, give to the man. I got to give money to Uncle Sam's. And then I need enough money to buy a cute little bungalow. That's what I need.
That's sad. I'm sad for you.
Would you not do it for $9 million?
I wouldn't.
You just said you'd do it for $60K a month, which is less.
I lied.
And that's gay. And that's very gay. Well, I guess we're not straight for pay. Let us know what amount you would be straight for pay for.
Yes, and tell us how you would live your straight year.
Ooh.
Your Rumspringa of queerness.
Ooh. Rumspringa.
Yeah, you know, like Amish goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the term.
I was just thinking of another pun, but I don't got it. And that's okay. Dumbspringa.
Okay, well, that's it. Thank you for tuning in. Goodbye. The Try Gaze is hosted by Manu Agapian and Oscar Montoya.
Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Judith Cargbo.
Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. This is an Earwolf Presents production.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacques Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.